a patient named Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-I-G-H. Last name Hearn, H-E-A-R-N. Date of birth 9/29/15. That's 9/29/15. Date of service 8/18/23. This is a 7-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today due to having a fever. No other symptoms. She has a mild activity intolerance, but there is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There's no abdominal pain. No other issues. She's voiding in normal form and fashion, and no issue with bowel movements. Period. In the paragraph, blood pressure 100/53, pulse 111, respiration 16, temperature 93.1, oxygenation 98%. Allergies none, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative. Labs today include a flu, COVID, and strep. To the COVID and strep were negative. The flu was positive for influenza type A. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress, very pleasant. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area does have some mild erythema. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, masses, or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. She's mildly tachycardic at 111. Period. New paragraph. No other issues observed by me. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute influenza type A infection. Patient will be given Tamiflu per weight protocol. She'll be taking that BID for 5 days. She used to go home, get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call if needed.